You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. It is Friday when this is airing today, and I just want to say greetings, God bless. Welcome for those on WDZY up in the Richmond, Virginia area, and we're going to study the Word of God here today. You're going to hear a word from God today, and also greetings, of course, to those here on WMIE, WWBC here in Central Florida. Thanks for taking 15 minutes to tune in today to hear a word, and you're going to hear a word today about talents. It's a great double meaning for that word for us. Talents can mean, of course, your talent. What do you do? Football player? Even football players can bring glory to God. Piano player? Athlete? And also, talent in the Bible is a unit of measure. The Lord's given us talents. He's given you talents. And I'll tell you what, friend, He's coming back. And He's coming back. When He comes back again, you and I are going to have to give account for what we've done with the talents He's given us. That's what He's teaching in this parable. We're in Matthew chapter 25. Next week, we'll be back here in chapter 26. We're almost done with the Gospel of Matthew. And so let's pick it up here. This is the last part that'll air on this message. If you'd like a copy of the whole thing, paul@wmiefm.com. Email me. I'll send you the link. Here's the last part now of the parable of the talents.
The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. To one he gave 5 talents. And to another, 2. And to another, 1. Each one according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Now the value, too, I wrote on the handout, if you'd notice, I wrote that out on there. We learn 3 things here. Number 1, he's calling his own servants. Better yet, Greek word doulos, slaves. These were his own servants, or bond slaves. You belong to him. Let me clue you in on a little fact. He owns you. Hallelujah, Darren. Thank God. You were not yourself. The Bible, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, it says you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are the Lord's. You are not your own. Someone bought you out of the slave market. People say, oh, I won't believe in the Bible. There's slavery in the Bible. You bet your sweet bippy there's slavery in the Bible. You're either a slave of sin or you're a bondservant of Jesus Christ. It's your choice. You're going to have to serve somebody. It might be the devil and it might be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. You're a slave to someone in this world. Servants. So he's calling his own servants. Number 2, each servant is given something different. All 3 of these received a special talent from the Lord. And number three, the Lord gave to each one according to their own ability. Verse 16, then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded. He traded. It's like the New York Stock Exchange or something here. He went and traded with them and made 5 more talents. Likewise, he who had received the 2 gained 2 more also. So what's the equivalent of doing these things today? I would guess the first 2 opened up some kind of business. Maybe they started a ministry. Around here, what would that look like? Go on down here to First Baptist Church on Monday morning at around 7 in the morning and look what you see. Thousands of people coming in from buses, from Titusville, from Palm Bay. Thousands of people. Because they've got the biggest ministry in Brevard County. They feed you, clothe you. They give you a bicycle. They'll fix your bike. I think you can take a shower. They give you everything every Monday. That's the biggest ministry I've ever seen in all my life. Every Monday morning, right up the street at First Baptist Merritt Island. That's what it looks like. Or the Brevard Sharing Center. Or like we looked at before, the Seafarers Ministry. 50,000 people walking through the door. And God's got Christians stationed there to minister to people when they come in. You've got an opportunity to use the talents he's given you by sowing into this ministry. Help to provide Bibles for someone that doesn't know God. Maybe you say, I don't have a lot of money. God can take your 50 cents. He's God. He saw a woman put in a quarter into the offering plate and said, this woman's given more than everyone in the whole place. He's bigger than your quarter. He can take what you have and cause it to increase. That's what he does. He's looking for the heart condition that's sold out to him. If you're grateful that you're not a slave of sin anymore, that out of the 7.3 billion people in the world, 7 billion are on a slippery slope going to hell, and the 0.3 are the ones that are saved, what does that do to you? Makes me want to shout. I don't know about you. Are you grateful for what the Lord's done? We read in Luke 17, 10 people got healed of leprosy. 9 went away and 1 came back, and Jesus said, where are the other 9? Is there just 1 that's returned to give glory to God? Where are the other 9? How grateful are you for what the Lord's done? You'll give an account to him for it. But I'll tell you what, it's not too late. If you haven't been grateful, you can change and fix that today while there's still breath in you. One guy died on the cross and said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And remember, he flips the script. The last will be first. It's never too late for you now, as long as there's breath in you. The last will be first, and the first will be last. And the least will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. That's good news. It's not too late for you. What other groups do you see doing that? The Red Cross, Catholic Charities, Island Community Church, feeds the hungry every other Saturday morning. The church also pays a portion of my radio bill, which preaches the gospel around the country. Some of you in this church personally support me financially and pay for my radio show as it's preaching the gospel around the country. Now, before that, this church sponsored Bill Steinbrook here as a missionary in Israel. He, in turn, was taking that money and paying it forward. He was even giving it to Arab Christians that's got nothing and are hated by everyone. This is how you do that. Support this church. Lord puts it on our heart. We're to give and spread the money around, and that's you using your talents. You don't have to be a preacher. You just got to have a heart sold out to God. That's all. And God will do great things. Remember, he said, and as much as you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me. Paul wrote this. Sorry, we're going to go till 12 o'clock today. I'm just getting started. Makes you happy, doesn't it, Sharon? Throw that clock away. Sharon always ribs me about being scared of the time and cutting it short. Well, by golly, we're going to keep going today. Paul said this, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart. Everyone except Carol. Because if she purposes as she gives in our heart, we'll be living in the stream. No, we won't, because God's bigger than she is. Not grudgingly or a necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. I loved it when I was learning Greek to find out what the Greek word was for cheerful. It's the word hilarion. God loves a hilarious giver who gives his money away and laughs about it. Ever see the movie A Christmas Carol? You remember what the man did when he woke up on Christmas morning? That's what God's looking for. So a few Ebenezer Scrooges around here that have woke up on Christmas morning that are giddy about it and throwing their money away, giving it away to people they've taken advantage of their whole life. But God's given them a change of heart, maybe a new heart. And now they're going out righting all the wrongs that they did and laughing about it. That's the kind of people he's looking for. God loves the hilarious giver. I had no idea this is where we're going today. Bring that offering plate around here again. I'm getting a little hilarious here today. But he who does nothing, we're going to see in a moment what happens to the believer that does nothing. Verse 18 says of this person, but he who received the one talent, now remember, he's no short, God gives everyone according to their ability. This guy's not crippled. He's not handicapped. He doesn't have anything that the others didn't have. Just like the virgin, everyone's on a level playing field. He who had received the one, he went and dug in the ground and he hid his Lord's money. There you got three types of people. All given something by the Lord. A particular talent to serve the master as a bondservant. So let me ask you the question then. What talents has the Lord given you? What are you doing with his talents? What are you doing with his talent? What are you doing with your talent? Remember, they're not yours. They belong to him.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I did not make it.
calling Christians to Work.